Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think he had a touchdown as well. DeAndre Hopkins' performance was best in the newcomer debut category, true or false?
Here at the Oscars, are we? Yeah, I might have to say true to that. I'm trying to think of a guy who is better. Who am I missing?
Brady had a crummy week.
Yeah.
Who else was in a new place?
Steph Diggs was pretty good, but he didn't have that kind of day.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd say yeah. That's hard to argue with it. Even if you go across the board, they won on the road, division rival against the team that won the NFC Championship game. He came in and was the difference. So I would say yes. I would say yes.
Yeah, I would tend to say true, too. You know what was most interesting to me? So Hopkins and Diggs are probably the two biggest receiver newcomers to their respective teams across the league, and they were both used in very similar fashion. Short to intermediate passes. I think Hopkins averaged like 9.8 yards of reception. Diggs was around 8 or 9 yards of reception. It was a lot of the short to intermediate stuff with their young quarterbacks. They were used very similarly in week one. Be interesting to see if that changes or if it keeps going that route. I doubt it will stay the same. It'll morph and change over the course of the season. But I did find it interesting that at least in week one, the way they were utilized kind of mirrored each other.
Yeah. 14 catches. That's a big day.
Yeah.
A big by any standard.
But it was only for 150 yards. I mean, it's a lot of short to intermediate stuff. It was very interesting to see.
He only
had
a long of 33, but yeah. And Larry Fitzgerald had 4 catches. The Larry Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. So Hops is, he's the guy now over there. There's no question about it. And he showed up in a huge way. He had 151 yards of the 230 they had on the day passing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I have to say yes. I'd say true to that. He gets the award for the best newcomer in the league.
Okay.
I mean, who else is up for that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't really take a full page look at the other candidates there. You know, you're talking about.
I can't even think of another.
You're talking about rookies. You know, Jonathan Taylor had to step up after Marlon Mack went down with the Achilles injury in Indianapolis.
Henry Ruggs
and
had
did
a good,
pretty well.
Had a nice day, but he was
he didn't
nowhere
blow
near
the cover
that.
Off it. He had like three catches for 55 yards. You had J.K. Dobbins, I think, had a couple of touchdowns for Baltimore in the blowout over Cleveland. The new running.
I mean,
back
even
there.
The quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, no, not in Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, Cam Newton, you could make a case for newcomer.
Sure. But instead, we'll move on to NFL true-false number two.
Let's do that, because I like, yeah.
Steven Gostkowski's game-winning kick for the Titans was the biggest phew moment of week one. Now, for those that did not see that game, the late game on Monday night, he missed 3 field goals and an extra point before kicking the game winner with 25 seconds left from, I think, 25 yards away. 36-year-old kicker who was in semi-retirement on his couch in Memphis, and then, you know, Mike Vrabel gave him a call and said, hey, you want to come in and try out for kicker? I'm not exactly over the moon about the guys I got here right now. and then almost paid for it with a loss. And they had a debacle last year with Cairo Santos against the Bills. And
I would say, yeah, it might be the biggest who, I don't know of any other who moments, but that was a big one, no question. And how much do you think the fans were gripping watching that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because of what had happened prior in that very game. I am going to say, I'm going to say false. Okay.
Okay. You've got another candidate?
Yeah, I'm going to say false. I'm going with the Chargers. With Randy Bullock, who cramps up as he's about to kick the game-winning field goal and stoinks it into the seats. It was like an opposite field homer to right center.
It was more like
the Chargers are all over there on the bench going, oh, my God, we're going to lose to this team in week one. We're going to lose to the Bengals.
That was just to tie it up, though, right? I mean,
I think it would have been a winner.
It was 16-13 game ended up.
Was
right?
it? Okay. Well, in any event, I still think it's the Chargers going, whew. Got out of Cincy with that one. Thank you, Randy Bullock, and your cramping calf.
Oh, my God.
God bless you.
Yeah, that was just a chance to tie it up. Now, Joe Burrow did get him down there, and it was not a long field goal, right?
You did see Joe Burrow's face after the miss, right?
Oh, that's a meme.
Oh, right? It was priceless.
It's a 30-yard field
goal. It was priceless.
It was not close.
Because he's sitting there going, I want to F-bomb the heck out of our kicker right now.
And the
– There we go. That about says it all.
Okay, so – I know a guy at LSU that probably could have made that kick. That and look at the body language of the
I'm cramping.
Look at the body language of the Bengals as they watch that. The guys who are protecting this. Yeah. See the kick goes up, they're ready to like and oh my gosh, it's priceless. Yeah. That for the Chargers?
Talk about letting the air out of the balloon.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. So I'm saying false. I'm going with that one. Are you saying true on Gostkowski?
I'd say yes.
Okay.
It
is pretty powerful knowing he had missed three and an extra point prior to that kick. Yeah. All right, that's NFL True False brought to you by Yancey's Fancy, New York's Artisan Cheese. We will take a break and return with what have we learned from today's program. Coming your way next. One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health. This is Buffalo Bills Radio. Time for What Have We Learned from today's show, brought to you as always by Skyworks, the official construction equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. And in the 1 o'clock hour of the program, we had ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky on with us, and he talked about the development of Josh Allen's game now in year three.
Them really getting a feel of what Josh is as a quarterback and who Josh is as a quarterback. I think kind of the way I've started to realize quarterback player, the way I try to educate or communicate it to people is some guys are thinkers and some guys are reactors. You can win with both and you can be great with both. And Josh has kind of started to show himself as one of those reacting type of quarterbacks. That's not a knock on intellect. It's just what his strength is. It's playing reactionary football. And so Daboll is really done a good job, and I think Ken Dorsey as well is going, okay, I've got this quarterback, and he struggles with this stuff, right? So why am I going to continue to ask him to do those things?
So Dan Orlovsky breaking it down for us, as he always does when he's on the show with us. Also had Armando Salguero, thanks to him for bringing us up to speed on the Dolphins and what to expect from them. He's not overly impressed with what they're putting on the field here in the early going, or at least he doesn't think it's meshing together right now. So we'll have to see if it's any better in week two.
I'm still convinced that the Dolphins are going to be pretty good, and it's this lack of preseason with all the new players. 50% of the players are right around half their players are brand new to the team.
Right.
And that's a problem for them, and hopefully they won't get it on track against the Bills this week.
That's going to do it for us for this Wednesday edition of One Bills Live. Join us tomorrow from noon to 3. We're on that show. We will have Bills rookie running back Zach Moss, who's part of the Huddle for Hunger program. We'll also talk to him about returning to South Florida, his hometown. For Steve Tasker, I'm Chris Brown. Thanks for watching us here on One Bills Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.